Thank you, everybody, and welcome everybody at the same time. I'm going to continue to talk on Rewo Sanju, Mountain of Burn Offering. So last time we went through sort of half our little booklet. So I'll continue, we're going to talk about that, if that's okay with everybody. In order to do that, traditionally, we have to make a little bit smoke. Hopefully, loam doesn't work anymore. So, it's all good. Yeah. So long doesn't work. So on page 10 here, the booklet. And I go through the tags, liturgy, and then explain important part of that. So it goes with here in Tibetan word, Kosam Taba Noji, Yayazo Chilondu Sumnanze, Supona Dutsejavenja, Parnaga. That's four sentence here. So basically, Om Ahom, three syllables, touches with our body, speech, mind, bless it. To start with the practice. And recite three syllables as many as 100 times or 1,000 times. So if you want to really want a blessing from Buddha, and blessings from Dharma, spiritual, and blessings from inner sort of experience or realization, blessings or transformation, you're really looking for that. All you have to do is be able to connect with that. And how you connect? Using Om, Ah, Om. Why don't you repeat me?
Om, Ah, Om.
Yeah. We need to make, that noise is a good noise. The other noise, it annoys everybody. Om, Ah, Om. Again, Om, Ah, Om. Your body, your speech, and your mind, blessed. So, blessed is, I think you understand, because Christianity use blessing a lot. So same idea, blessing. Blessing is a special energy, special sort of like a feeling and special view. View, you see things more special, you feel everything more special, you're experiencing yourself with the special. That's good stuff. So, if you agree with me. So, recite Om Ahom, Om Ahom, Om Ahom as you recite. Connect with the blessings of the Buddha. Very important. Next part is, and it says, in a patta, Pali show of the three dimension kaya of existence. The ultimate blissful and manifest form aggregates of phenomenal world melt into Amrita. Chulon trusom nanse zuponam. So just like translation say, ultimate blessing pool and manifest form aggregates of phenomenal world melt into Amrita. Basically, the power of Buddha or power of the God, although Buddha is different name, God is different name, maybe people don't know what they're fighting for, but anyway, maybe it's the same. It's sometimes what happens is somebody says, I'm talking my husband. The other person said, no, I'm talking to my son. And then another person said, I'm talking to my father. Guess what? It's the same person. But there is a three different relationship. They call three different ways. Sometimes the world religion, chaos, and a lot of killing, lots of gossip, lots of problem that we humans, we create and we do, ultimately, maybe it's unnecessary at all. It might be unnecessary. We are fighting for nothing, basically. Different believers are different believers. We know everybody believes something because something believe is better than nothing, basically. Something is better than nothing, so something is whatever you learn, whatever you know about your lifetime, you're leaning towards that. You leaning towards that means you go for that because that's all what you got. You can't accept something you don't know. Period. But here the message is what I'm trying to say is the ultimate Buddha, ultimate God, or ultimate maybe Allah, or ultimate anything that blessings and powers who possess for the benefit of living beings. It's all one. It's all same. Because down there on planet Earth, everybody's screaming, crying, mooing, like all things happening on the planet Earth, millions and billions of people, they're all wanting same thing. It's God blessing, the Buddha blessing. That's what we all want. So down on Earth, what they want is the same thing. And the same reason, and the same chaos here. So what's the differences? That the human beings on the planet Earth, they fight for different name, different connotation, different name. They fight, and no, that's wrong. This one is right. And you're using different name too. So everybody using names. Fact, the Buddhist logic says that name has nothing to do with the reality because the name is a giving. Just like your name giving by your parents. Just like anything else, a name, we human beings, we level them and we name them. Next thing is everybody using that same name. But it's nothing to do with the reality, you. You are beyond name. just like anything else beyond name. So therefore, we may not know why we're fighting for this religion is good, this religion bad, this ethic is good, this ethic is bad. We may really, in fact, we don't know why we're fighting. No good reason. Simply, the reason is everybody confused. Everybody confused. But the fact is that some people confused more than others. That's there. And some people have, everybody has suffering. But some people have more suffering than others. That's fact. That's truth. But anyway, ultimate blessing, blissful we're looking for. And then if we ever to connect, then our aggregates, form aggregate or phenomena would melt into Amrita. It means the blessings, Amrita means the rejuvenation, satisfaction, happiness. It's available in the universe. It is a matter of how you can facilitate to receive that. And everything ultimate is blessings are all good. No matter what religion they're using, what name they're using, doesn't really matter. So once and for all, if you are Buddhist practitioners, it's good you don't fight. It's good you don't say any bad things about other believers, followers. Why you say something bad? It's not in your vocabulary. You shouldn't be wasting your time. Why you waste? Say good things about. At the same time, you follow whatever you think it makes sense for you. Whatever works for you, I'm happy for you. And nothing works for you, keep looking. Find something that works for you. That's it. Filling space with rainbow lights. Beautiful. Whether you know or you don't know, everything exists in a space, it's all rainbow. But we take them as a solid. We take them as so solid. When I say you take them so solid, it means you take them so serious. You don't realize everything is like rainbow. You're making yourself so rigid, so solid by believing something doesn't even exist. And therefore, you're making yourself very vulnerable. Vulnerable is the word? Vulnerable. Oh? Vulnerable. You make yourself very weak. And consequently, you get more trouble. Every step you make, you get trouble. You run into something. Why? Because you not practice a rainbow-like existence. If it's like a rainbow, nobody can hurt you. Nobody can grab you. Nobody can point you that you have any fault. You are transcendent, like rainbow. Clear crystal, like rainbow. So, we are rainbow. And enlightened beings might ever to perceive you. The world is nothing other than a rainbow and a beautiful world. Because the enlightened beings deserve to be, everything is transformed into paradise, or what they call paradise, or heaven, heavenly. You don't really have to get a ticket to go in heaven. Heaven can be right here, you can experience yourself. Because it's not going up or down, it's caution. There's not going up or down, we are already in a space. We just don't realize that. We're stuck on earth because of gravity, believing in that solidity, like solid. That's the reason we are stuck on the earth, but really, whole earth is also transformed as a part of rainbow. Whole earth is a rainbow. Then no question ask anything in the earth, it's also rainbow. So, filling space with the rainbow lights. Rainbow light. This pristine Amrita, essence of samsara and nirvana is. This means samsara and nirvana. Nirvana is enlightened part. Samsara is a suffering and pain part. And we are stuck in a boat between there. We are stuck in the between. And the majority of people are more like samsara than nirvana. That's because it's more cheaper. It's more easy to do bad things than good things. Did you know? Do you believe? Good things takes a lot of effort. Let's say, give something for people. It's very hard to take something from the people. Or tell the truth, it's very difficult compared with just ignore them and lying them and not tell the truth. Very easy. And a nice home, visualize how long it takes to build that home if you have to build. If you want to destroy it, how long it takes to destroy it? Don't you think that might take a less than an hour, you can take down and dust, like a buildings burn. Then they just disappeared in a very short period of time. In America, in the West, the most houses that I see, it's a lot of papers and synthetics that the fires are tempted all the time. In the third world countries, most third world countries, some of them, is rock and a cement, and they're not much who have a wood, no lumbers, no wood. They're not much to burn much. Or they burn, it burns very slow and hard to burn. So anyway, message here is make somebody angry is very natural. And make somebody happy is a very hard job, difficult job to do. That's the message. That means we're proving that we are leaning towards the samsara rather than the nirvana, which is what we want to be there. Tomi tene tata yinche to, from beginningless time up to the present, we are in the samsara. And you want to get out of from samsara, all you have to do is find a way to escape. Birth, old age, sickness, death, and pain, suffering in samsara. If you don't like that, you don't appreciate that, you'll find a way you can get out. And that will be nirvana. Nirvana is a very expensive ticket. That you have to get very expensive ticket. The ticket, very few people can afford. It's just like going to a moon. I heard very expensive ticket. Going to a moon, only a few rich people maybe afford. There are not many people can afford. Moon. Then, from beginningless time up to the present, perfectly dedicated to the guests of the phenomenal world. Now here, phenomenal world is a phenomenal around us. And if you think about how many beings, how many living beings, it will be infinity numbers. And if you think about their suffering, it will be infinity. Like you can't really imagine suffering is there. If you care about that, then you need to dedicate and send love and dedicate your goodness, dedicate your merit, dedicate your all good things you do, share with them out of your altruistic compassion. The world needs love and prayer and compassion. The world do not need more problems. There is enough problem already exist. So we should give something they don't have or they can use, rather than don't give something they already have plenty. That will be suffering, fighting, misunderstanding, confusion, anger, hatred, all of those. So if we are a spiritual person, we need to work on that. Perfecting the qualities of ground, path, and fruition. What are we talking about? Perfecting. Perfecting means perfecting. Perfection does not come along without practice. So perfecting the quality of ground. First you need to know, realize, you need to know that you have what it takes to do. That will be your body, your speech, and your mind. Do you have those three? If you have those three, you have ground. ground. Second is path. You have to figure out and find that path, P-A-T-H, a path that leads in the right direction. Majority people go in the wrong direction. And you are very comfortable going with the wrong direction because there is no effort. They are all just going there. It's like all block of sheep, yaks, horses, and birds, dogs. They all pack up, pack, group, and they feel fine, secure. And humans are nevertheless the same. Even though we think we are more smart, intelligent, love. All they can say that, but reality, we are good followers. And we don't just know what we're following. That's the only problem. So, perfecting the quality of ground path. The path, if we find the path that leads to nirvana, free from suffering, free from anger, free from jealous, if we find that path to follow, you will experiencing fruition, result. Result is depend on cause and effect. And the cause and effect is how you do things with your body, your speech, and your mind. What activities you, what action you involve with it. How you control your speech, not creating negative. How you control your physical body, not creating negative karma. How you control your mind, not creating negative karma. Negative karma harms you. What goes round comes round. It's no good for you creating negative karma because you're hurting yourself. In the meantime, it hurts others as well. But whatever hurts you are 100% guarantee it hurts others. So why you do something harmful, hurts other, and hurts yourself? Majority of people, what they're complaining about their life is what don't they realize is what goes comes around. They don't realize that. They only think they didn't do anything bad. But at the meantime, they continuously, all the time they're creating negative karma, but believing you're not doing any wrong. And then what goes, comes around, then you try to blame somebody else because it's not fair. Why I get sick? It's not fair. Why I'm so poor? Why I'm not handsome, beautiful? So why I have a bad parent? Why I have bad boyfriend, girlfriend? Well, why I don't find anybody? So those who are fine, they're really not so good. So what's wrong with you? So you're thinking about what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me? It's not wrong with you, it is what you do. As a result, goes around, comes around.
Tāgōng jūpa pāche kōnsa ne?
Heaven and heaven dispel all obstacles to the view, meditation, and action. So, what they call obstacle? Obstacles are always there. When we concentrate on always obstacle, means that when we complaining everything what we can find to complain, then there is a more things will show up where you can continuously complaining. It's also called obstacles. It destroyed your moment-to-moment happiness. It destroys that won't let you think about future, what you're going to do next 10 years from now on, 15 years or 20 years. Can you imagine what you're going to be? What you're going to do, same thing now, what you're doing? Won't able to think about that. It won't also will not think the past, the 10 years ago, what you are, or 15 years, 20 years ago. So you can't think because you are constantly busy, distracted, confused, and busy dealing with obstacles. The Buddhist solution for that, as Buddhists say, meditate. How you meditate? Watch your mind. Watch your thoughts. And watch your action. Meditate. Find out what really important to your life. See, maybe you can table turn around, is that word they call table turn around, or means that things you can change different way. So, one of the change you change is your view. You need to change your view. Another thing is you need to more meditation. Meditation is a mirror. Meditation is a mirror to see your mind. There is no mirror to see your mind. There is a mirror to see your physical body. But you don't want to see too often as you get older. You might terrify, who is this? You always thought you look different. So seeing yours, it's like seeing a monster or something. That might happen. Not that I saw you doing that, but I guarantee there is a lot of sentient beings doing that, and plenty of doing that. They hate to see the mirror anymore. Best thing is don't look at the mirror. So, meditation, I say, mirror for see your mind. Meditation is like a mirror to see your mind. One of the teachers of a Dalai Lama, since Dalai Lama everybody probably know. So Dalai Lama's teacher, early 1960s, somebody asked question about what is this meditation is all about. The person is genuine. He's a very educated, you know, well-educated person. And the simple answer he says is a mirror to see your mind. And anything else we do, you cannot see yourself. When you can't see yourself, then you don't see anything, because not seeing yourself is a major problem. You can see all kinds of things outside, but you don't really know who you are, what you are. So it's a major problem. So Buddhist texts are saying, seeing yourself or see your mind, you see everything. Everything. Like todo está bien. Everything's good. You see yourself is to see everything. No seeing yourself is you see nothing. Even though you might argue, I see all kinds of things. I see elephant, tiger, all kinds of things, human beings I can see. Yeah, but the most important, essential, ultimate what you should see is you should see yourself. Then who see himself is enlightened beings. The Buddha, he saw himself. He saw himself and he even said, hey, everybody, you want to be Buddha? All you have to do is to see yourself. And Buddha said, I did not bring anything from heaven or hell realm. He says, the Buddha says, we all have the same thing. The basic goodness. The Dhammavisipa. Or Tathagata Garbha. Or the fancy name will be mind, your consciousness, whatever you call, why you call I. What's up behind the I? Maybe you're talking about your mind. So you have my body, but I talking about beyond your body, beyond your physical. So if you see yourself, the more you see yourself, it's more advanced practitioners, advanced meditators. The advanced meditators will suffering and pain less. It's not the pain and suffering doesn't exist them. It's just they're so skillful to deal with. And then Buddha's Bodhisattva ran out of complaining, because all the problems are no longer problem. They are part of process. So the complaint in the samsara ran out. In other words, there's no complaining at all. So Buddha's Bodhisattva. Whereas unenlightened beings, their complaining is increased. By the time they get 70, 80 years old, if they live that long, they're still complaining, and they accumulate the complaining lot. Accumulation of complaining. How bad the life is. How bad everything is. Just talking that until they just can't talk anymore. That's all. Story over. Story is the end. So if you agree with that, then before that can happen, before you have little leftover energy in you, you have to do something about it. That comes with right view. Right view. You need a right view. It says, and then meditation. And action, not talking about. I know majority followers on the spiritual and the universe are good talkers. But you need to talk less, little bit more action. Do more. They said the action speaks louder than words in a Western way, they said. And I agree with that. May we, in a space like a dimension of Kunzang Zangbo's mind, may jung Kunzang token karyanso, yonu pongko tense simbar hyo, attain the immortal youthful vast body. And this means, if you see your mind yourself more, the quality of life is quality of your being life is 100 times better. That's because every moment is so beautiful, wonderful. Every day is considerate, it's like Devachin, heaven. Every month is even better. Every year is a wonderful thing. Whereas the opposite of that is all living beings, they don't know why they exist. Second, that every moment, every day and night, they contribute more, fight each other, create a negative karma more and more. There is no much contribution for well-being of all living beings. All they did is eat and sleep and complain. That's just about it. You might say, well, I pay the bill. Well, there is a most living beings that don't pay the bill, but they also survived. Mile of the ocean has more population than all people on one country. And mile of the land has more living beings underneath the ground than a whole country's population. So therefore, when I say more living beings, what we see, than more living beings, what we don't see, is 100 times more living beings, we don't see it. But they do exist. They do exist. And they're not paying the bill, by the way. So big deal, you pay the bill, we pay the bill, it's a big deal. It's our human thing. The human matter, ourselves, complicated. Pretty soon, what you pay now, 10 times or more you have to pay. Every bill will be 10 times or more. So you can imagine how a problem it will be. How big a problem at that point. But since we don't have to deal with that part, so we just don't talk about that. Yonu pungur tenzi simpare sho. Kobo jangzu chenpo tungpun tar, omen pema tabar sanje sho. Maybe I should stop soon here. When the great samsaric ocean is finally empty, the samsara not gonna empty, but each one of us alive gonna be empty, and impermanent will take place. So it says when a great samsaric ocean is finally empty. Ocean of samsara means all living beings exist in the universe want to be liberated. Until then, we want to hang around. Witness. We want to see, observed. That might never happen. So far, the teachings of the Buddha said, since the beginningless time, and it's also endless time. There will never be end. That does not mean they don't have an end. It is so many billions, trillions, kalpa, eons that nobody witnessed and nobody figured out that far. It's the problem. It's the situation. But one thing Buddha said for sure, we all have a beginning, we all have an end in this lifetime. When you conceived in mother's womb, it was beginning. When you cremated or burned them, it was the end. It was the end of that page or the story, the history, the end. Every one of us have that story. In fact, it's not like a machine made a cloth that they should last. This machine will last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or 100 years. Humans have a different condition, different situation. While you are taking birth, you could be dead. After come out of the womb from mother, can be dead. After, before you can even walk, you could be dead. Because there is a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of accidental deaths. Accidental means accidentally. It was not like you're running out of your energy or too old or anything like that, but it was accidentally some other, there is a multiple cause and effect. Take your life. Teenager can be died. I mean, I saw news this morning, there were 10 or 15 children died. Well, the airplane crash in Egypt and in the Russian thing. There were 15 or 16 children died. So no guarantee they will live long because the uncertainty death is it's occurred any moment or any time. So death has no guarantee. In other words, we have no guarantee here. So, therefore, be prepared. It's advice. Great samsara ocean is finally empty. So our life empties. So each lifetime, quoting Buddhist, each lifetime, you should getting closer to the nirvana, it's advised. Even you can make a few steps, it's better than no steps forward. Each lifetime. Whereas other may be religious, they don't talk about something very hard to deal with. So maybe life after they don't talk much. Maybe everybody go heaven. That would be wonderful. That's my wish too. So you didn't do good job on earth, but as soon as you died, you are reserved and go direct to heaven. My happiness, your happiness is my happiness too. Well, I hope that will happen. But the teachings of the Buddha, says heaven is available if you manage to go. And hell realm is also available if you accumulate enough, you will experience hell realm. And then between hell and heaven, then human realm. And it's also available. Within the human realm, we have hundreds different categories. And they are always not the same thing. Even though look like same, walk, talks like same, but their happiness and their understanding of spiritual and their confusion level is always different. No one is identical, even though it's a twin evil brothers. They are also different karma. Each has different karma. It's not same. Even they share mother, father at the same time. So, women pema tava sanje sho. May we attain enlightenment in a lotus blossom in Akaneshta. Akaneshta, lotus flower, is the flowers. And a lotus flower, Imagine lotus flower is huge lotus flower. In the middle, they have a Pim Sindhu. They have a several beautiful flowers inside the flowers. And those flowers, they all open. And in the middle of there, you will be born miraculously. And miraculous bone is good because we didn't give any pain and suffering for mother to deliver the baby. And also, anything, it's called ngarchi and zuji. Anything to ngarchi is the, it requires a father, mother, and then it requires a lot of other conditions in it. Whereas the miracles of bone is padamami chivitrupakor, so no father, no mother, and as a lotus flower opens the petals and slowly it opens, and the middle of the inner flowers, middle of there, you just appear, you're very pure and very clean, like rainbow body, clean and beautiful. Everything so good, so pure, because doesn't have to deal with the mommy and daddy. And it's good because they don't have to have a accumulation of men, accumulation of material, or because most men, when they accumulate material, it costs a lot of lives, a lot of anger, jealous, frustrating, disciplines, abuse. Lot of the people earn money. It's not easy to earn money because everybody had to go through a lot of sacrifice their life, and you have to listen somebody you don't like to listen, but you worry that you might lose the job. Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to talk that too long. Anyway, you understand what I'm talking about, because many of you, all of you, probably deal with the work except me. I don't deal with the work. It's not true. First job that I got is the in charge of the publication of the Buddhist 113 volumes of the Buddha teaching. I was first job is I have to review one time. If I stamp, it will go into printing for hundreds of thousands of copies. That was my job. But I wasn't anybody tell me what to do. More like I tell them what to do kind of thing. That was my first job. So if I say I never had a job, I had some. But I didn't really fire anybody back then. These days, I have to fire some people. Anyway, that's it. So attain enlightenment and lotus blossom in Akanishta, the middle of the flowers you born. Padamami Chivitrupaka. Let me say one more time. So you born without mother and father, you born miraculously. And there is a miraculous birth exist. It was mentioned by Buddha Shakyamuni. There is a birth of Trochi, Gunchi, Narchi. Gunchi is the eggshell born from the one, then two, three times that they have to crack, then they have come out. And the other one is the water and the sun. And the water and the sun makes a lot of lives take birth there, which is like bugs, anything like that. Then Ngarchi is father and mother required in order to have a sibling. That will be that. Then Zuji is the miracle bone. Miracle bone still exists, and a certain miracle bone is very special, like Guru Rinpoche or some of the history, born as miraculously. And we have a history that one of the Buddhist Maha sage also born in a lotus flower. Once they born in lotus flower, then according to sutra says the human beings cannot destroy them. That no matter how powerful human being, like amber or a powerful machine or anything to do, will not ever to affect on somebody born miraculously, that type. Now then there is another miracle born also, I think the different living beings, not human, other living beings, miracles are born, and their conditions, I'm not sure how difficult to destroy them. I have no idea about that. Not for the information there. But the when you born in heaven, and when lotus open, lotus flower open, you born there, you have a one good thing is you never need, the word need, want, doesn't exist. What a beautiful, because unenlightened beings, you and me, all of us, we always needing and wanting. Like, I want this, I need to eat lunch, love, everything, need, want, right? In a moon and a lotus flower, by miraculously, you never need anything. It's called, you don't need anything because you feel like everything you want is already here. The anything you imagine you want is right there. So why we want anything? It's already everything surrounding with you. It's always there. If you visualize something, it will appear in front of and it will fall in your hand. And you don't even have to say thank you for anybody because there's nobody to thank. It's just all things fall into your hand. So let's not talk about too much Devachin or the heavenly. We will stop there and let's meditate a little bit. See, you heard anything this morning as far as the Dharma presentation is. If you do, then meditate. So I'll take a couple questions. If you have any questions regarding this morning, my presentation on burning offering, mountain burning offering.
Lifejay, you said that one of the students of the Buddha had a miraculous birth.
Students of the Buddha?
I misunderstood.
Yeah, you can say that. Well, it's 84 Mahasiddhas. Some of them have miracles.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Can you offhand, which of those had the miraculous births?
We have to read all of 84 Mahasiddha life stories. One of the names is Aryadeva. It's a two supreme and poor ornaments of Buddhism in India. Two supreme and poor, and you just need to find out those. And one of them is Aryadeva. It's a miracle's birth. There were non-Buddhists also, but it was very powerful. They have to debate, so you can go into that site or that text, you will know more detail. Only defeat human scholars and supernatural power could not defeat that one. Only have to defeat by the miracle's birth, and that story is very common. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
When you were describing the miraculous birth attributes, one of them that you described was that you think about something and it just comes to you, or it drops into your hand.
Oh, you want that part?
And I wanted to ask a question. And so that sounds like the attributes of the long life gods. They live billions of years, and they just think about something and it appears, or think about it and it comes, or they want it and it comes. Is there any relationship between the two, or are they just...
Which two?
The long life gods.
Right.
Who think of something and it appears. And the miraculously born, apparently appearing humans who think about something and it miraculously appears.
Yeah. They have big relationship. Yeah, you figure out that. Many of this realm are born miraculously, not depend on father and mother to start with. You're right. We are talking about three realms, and this is a desire realm. Everything desire, want, and attachment, desire realm. And then formless realm is a realm that has no form, and not even a rainbow body. It will be invisible rainbow body. Then there is a form realm, it's a rainbow body type, and it will categorize all the born and miraculously born there. By the virtue of human desire realm, when they get certain qualification or the accumulation of what it takes to born there, and then they go into that realm. And then even that realm eventually need to be get a father will be enlightenment realm. So it will not the long life God that you're talking about might be a not perfect word, it's enlightenment Buddha.
So the six realms we normally talk about, from hell realms up to the long life
Six realms we're talking about is that time God is like demigod or asura in Sanskrit word. We're talking about that is related with the human can interact with, sun god, moon god, and the mountain god, Lokapala god, those kind of we're talking about.
So all of those six realms.
Those are still in the sixth. They are still in the sixth realm.
Okay, in the six realms, they're mm-hmm. all in the desire realm.
No. Desire realm is one of the six. Oh, you're talking about desire realm. Okay, the three realms when we're talking about. Six realm we're talking about, there are six of them. But when you're talking about the desire realm, desire realm,
humans,
animals, hell realm, hunger gods, and then demigod realm, this thing. Yeah. When we're talking about the Lhasa Rinpo, the long life god, I think we're talking about something. Something means samadhi, palm realm, and a palm lesser realm. It's a different realm, way higher, much higher. In order to get there, also you have to have a lot of meditation, samadhi, too, to go to both those realms. So it's a very higher and higher. And then make sure you don't attach to them either. Because there is a question about millions of years that you are free from suffering and pain, you will not urge to do anything. And that's the question. That is the question. So, and then the teachings of the Buddha say that's a good place compared with the way you come from. But that's not ultimate. You shouldn't be there. You should do a little bit further. That's kind of question come. Many people don't understand what we're talking about here, but that's okay. Something, homework you need to learn. Yes. Yeah.
Since there's so many, there's dozens of obstacles, is there kind of an association with those two obstacles?
Two obstacles, which are the two?
Yeah, that's what all that says, the text says, is may the two obstacles be removed, so I don't have a clarity.
Oh, okay. You want those two?
Yes.
Oh. It's Hidup and Nyundup. Two obstacles are Hidup and Nyundup. Two obstacles. So translation is nyundup is obscurations brought due to fact our own negative emotions. That will be a conflicting negative emotions. We have conflicting negative emotions, and that brings obstacle related with that. That's number one. Then the second one is a little bit the higher level. It's called hidup. Hidup means fundamentally not knowing right from wrong. There is a wisdom you blame because your own wisdom fundamentally not knowing right from wrong, who you should blame? Your own wisdom. That was the ultimate wisdom obstacle. Two obstacles. It's a very commonly in Buddhist texts. Right. Yeah, good question. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Please turn on the light and sing a song, enlightenment song.